This podcast is brought to you by WRFL, Radio Free Lexington. Find us online at WRFL.fm. Catch us on your FM radio while you're in Central Kentucky at 88.1 FM, all the way to the left. Thank you for listening, and please be sure to subscribe.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to WRFL Lexington, 88.1 FM, all the way to the left on your radio dial. This is Dr. Eric Weber here live in the studio, and we just concluded another episode. That was episode 22 of Philosophy Bakes Bread with Dr. Mariana Alessandri. And we in the past have had opportunities to get together with past guests and maybe answer some feedback or just talk one more time about something that somebody had just a burning desire to talk about. And so we have recorded mini episodes. We call them breadcrumbs. And we had two opportunities. Well, we had one main opportunity. We got an email from Mariana before we aired today's episode. We had an email from her where she was thinking about some of the issues we talked about in the episode and just really wanted to kind of, mention something or address something. So we said, perfect, let's do a short breadcrumb episode about that. And lo and behold, we ended up with great substance, we thought anyway, for two. So one is a little bit longer. It's about 17 minutes. And the other one is, I think, somewhere in the Avenue of Eight or so. So you've got two more little breadcrumb episodes we're about to play you. And in general, these occur kind of a while after, either perhaps because there was feedback on the episode that we got and that took a while to sort of come in and think about an email and everything. Well, in this case, we had some episodes pre-recorded in a buffer because it's summertime and I was traveling, my co-host Anthony was traveling and so on. And so in this case, though, we have recorded the breadcrumb episode to follow up on Mariana's episode and we are able to air it the same day, which is great. So if you've been listening since noon, then terrific. You're about to hear, building on what we just heard, Two little breadcrumbs about that. We've tried to record these in such a way to where if you're just tuning in now, it's okay. You don't have to have listened to it. Like in the second one, for instance, we're going to introduce the content of the episode that played at noon. In any event, let me just get to it because I think these were great. I'm trying to explain what we're up to. This is our first time doing two breadcrumbs in a way. And secondly, it's our first time doing a breadcrumb immediately after the episode that it's based on. So it's kind of, we got a twofer kind of first time going on here. And it was a lot of fun. We're so grateful to Dr. Alessandri. And without further ado, here is the first of two Philosophy Bakes Bread breadcrumbs. Hope you enjoy. Welcome, everyone, to a special short edition of Philosophy Bakes Bread, which we call a breadcrumb.
Crumble, crumble. Crumble, crumble.
Philosophy Bakes Bread is a production of the Society of Philosophers in America. In our breadcrumb episodes, we're going to include either little snippets from past episodes that got cut off of the loaf of previous episodes, or something interesting and special, like this episode.
That's right. We may include more responses to your feedback that we received on Twitter at PhilosophyBB, Facebook at PhilosophyBakesBread, or by email at PhilosophyBakesBread@gmail.com. Dr. Mariana Alessandri, assistant professor at the University of Texas Rio Grande Valley, was with us on episode 22, The Little Engine That Couldn't.
I think I can't. Welcome back, Mariana. How are you doing today?
Good to be here again. I'm good.
So for our listeners, I'm going to set this up and then I'll let you talk for a minute. Shortly after we recorded our episode, and as anyone who's been listening to our episode knows, we always end with a question, does philosophy bake bread? And you sent us this email with this amazing insight. And so I think I just want to toss it to you and let you share this insight with us about the question, does philosophy bake bread?
All right. So I think it was that same night after we recorded, I was just trying to put back my two-year-old to bed. He was up in the middle of the night. It was 3 a.m. I was just rubbing his head. And I just started thinking about philosophy baking bread, and just how funny of a metaphor it is to think about baking bread. And I just thought baking bread has to be the best metaphor for philosophy today, because who bakes bread anymore? People consider it a waste of time, right? When you can buy bread at the store. Right? Yeah, yep. Nobody needs to bake bread. So philosophy baking no bread is an old metaphor back from a time when baking bread was seen as respectable. But now both of them are kind of in the same camp. Baking bread and philosophy are both considered a waste of time. So I feel like we have to sort of think back about what it means to be a waste of time and what it means to do something productive. Like, it seems like today baking bread doesn't even mean baking bread, because baking bread is considered a waste of time. So I don't know, I'm just thinking about like the new way to think about, or the new way society thinks about baking bread, which is more like makes you money, right? Like
right.
Bakes bread or gets you a job or something like this. So even today, like even baking bread bakes no bread.
So one aspect or version of baking bread today is sort of the artsy-fartsy or kind of highfalutin kind of, I'm going to make this artisanal blah-blah-blah bread, right? You know.
And that's good, though. It tastes good.
Well, it's good and it tastes good. It's also, though, a luxury, right?
Mm-hmm. It's something you do in your leisure time. It's something you do because you want to do it. It's something you do almost to flaunt doing something that is not going to make you any money. Presuming you're not the person who's baking artisanal bread to go sell it at the farmer's market, right?
It's really funny that you say all this, Mariana, because a few years ago I had a sabbatical and I took up a little hobby of baking bread, and it was a lot of fun. And then people told me I should sell it at the farmer's market. So I just gave a go. I went twice to the farmer's market and had baked a ton of bread to do so. And to be honest with you, I made quite a bit of money. Now that said, that wasn't going to be my career. I have different kind of goals. And at the same time, I can totally see why people enjoy that kind of thing. But it isn't sort of your everyday thing, and it's very special, and it is kind of a luxury item compared to, you know, if you were to go to the grocery store, you're going to find it for much cheaper, and it's bread, and it's fine, right? And that's what most everybody does.
Your story is fascinating, because even the fact that someone would see something that you're doing in your home for your family that's beautiful and wonderful and saying, oh, that can make you money.
Commoditize it.
Yes, that's our first instinct, to be like, how do you make money out of that? You should be making money. And then, of course, it's going to be more stressful. Like, if you did continue it, you have to bake bread. It would probably actually take time away from your family. You'd be like, no, don't eat the bread. It's for the farmer's market. I can get $5 for that loaf. Right? Like, it's so bizarre.
It steals all the joy out of it.
Yes, exactly. And well, so it's, yeah. What were you going to say?
No, it involves baking a heck of a lot of bread, and it takes a lot longer. But when you do so, it does make good money. But you're right. So, I mean, one aspect, to be generous for a moment, is to say that people thought, wow, this is great. I'd buy some. I want some of this. Right? So that's nice. But you're right. It does somewhat commodify. That's right.
So, I don't know. I just think back to, I don't know, Socrates, and when, like, this metaphor that you've pointed out before on the show. This phrase comes from this quote that says philosophy bakes no bread, but it is also no less true that we do not live by bread alone, which, you know, is from Matthew, right? The Gospel of Matthew. So the point was that there was this split between feeding your body and feeding your soul, something that even Socrates knew about, right? And he kind of chastised the Athenians and would likewise chastise us for paying all this attention to our body. You know, you're doing all these things for your body, but you're not filling up your soul. So while in the metaphor, baking bread was for the body, today it's almost like baking bread, literally baking bread, is for your soul. Taking the time, right? Taking hours, kneading it, letting it sit overnight. Like, it seems like it is something more for our soul, not just, like, if I just want to eat something and just shove something in my mouth, I can go to the store and buy bread. But that's if I'm true. Going to take the time to bake it, then I'm doing something that's good for my whole person. And I think philosophy is good for that, too.
You know, wonderful. While we have this show, Philosophy Bakes Bread and everything, you make me think about the metaphor in ways that I hadn't even considered, insofar as one of the things I love about baking bread is attending to and knowing all the intricacies of something very basic that then I consume or usually don't know anything about, right? So there's something, in a way, philosophical, loving to know about what's involved. in the, yeah. some of the basic things in our lives.
And it's even communal.
Yep.
Say that again.
It's even communal. You are tapping into all these other people who have baked bread with similar ingredients, right? It doesn't have to be something fancy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really nice. I just think that, I think Socrates had it right, that there's this split and that our society is kind of living for the wrong things, maybe just living to make money, to make this other kind of bread that we call dough. I mean, the whole thing is so funny to me that we're still using these terms, but they, even the terms have shifted. So if we're sort of upside down in our values and we're too much into kind of appearances or buying things or making dough, that kind of thing, and not enough into baking bread and spending time with each other and spending time with our families, like I do think that he's right that we would be better off cooking from scratch. I mean, even Sor Juana Inés de la Cruz said that if Aristotle had spent more time in the kitchen, he would have written more philosophy.
Oh.
It's such a beautiful thing, right? That's bringing the kitchen into philosophy. There are these like parallels or these crosses even within written philosophy that, that reference work that's done in the kitchen as very beautiful and communal and philosophical in and of itself.
That's good. I always kind of imagine when, you know, when we're doing these interviews, because this is baking bread, so this is a big metaphor, right? That we're kind of doing the kneading. Right. And we're sort of kneading the conversation is the kneading of the bread and putting all the ingredients together. And then hopefully people go out and listen to it. And that's sort of that's where the real baking and the rising of the ideas come in.
Well, it's worth noting in what you said that there are a number of interesting philosophers doing philosophy about or of food.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I love it.
It may be time for us to bring some philosophers of food to come talk about that.
That's a really good idea.
Make sure we eat beforehand.
Yeah, you know, look, I want to push back for a minute on some of the things you said. And I on the one hand, I agree with it. I bake bread for the kinds of reasons you're saying. And I engage in philosophy for some of my reasons for engaging philosophy are related to what you're saying. On the other hand, there are so many things we might be able to do or aspire to do in our lives that it's nice that some things can be made simple and easy. I mean, for one thing, in a sense, the fact of manufacturing bread means that so many more people can get bread cheaply. And we may bemoan Walmart. Their vision of the world, though, is that everybody should have the goods of life. That's what they say anyway. And so it's...
or everyone pays them to have the goods of life.
I'm just telling you what their mission statement stuff says, is that they want to make sure everybody has access to the good life. And whether or not you agree with that or buy it, you know, the point, though, I'm trying to make is that when we sort of make these commodities, when we make things easier, we make sure more people get access. And sort of there's, I don't have to worry about baking bread. And honestly, if I were to have to think about baking bread each day, it would take some planning and time out of my day to think about, well, when am I going to do this? Because it's got to rise a certain amount of time. And you got to punch it down at a certain point. And then at a certain point, you have to knead it. So there isn't actually that much time involved in making bread in terms of the actual doing. It doesn't take that long, but except that it has to be in a structured time frame over time, right? And you have to plan for that. And that then will distract you from all the other things you got to think about, right? So what I'm saying is these commodifications and so forth buy for us time to think about other things if we're not trying to focus on baking bread. What do you think?
I mean, that's the idea, yeah. But I don't know that, I don't think that's actually what it does. I mean,
well, in other words, it does more and it does harm, it sounds like you think, right?
Yeah, I think we're back to the conversation about the cost, that we don't really ask about the cost of it. There's so many costs, you know, and you've had enough ethicists on, right, to talk about the costs of things like Walmart and cheap goods, you know. True. But I think my bigger point is not even that everyone should have to bake their own bread. It's to say, let's remember that baking bread is a respectable activity.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's all. That it's beautiful, that it's valuable, that reading books, you know, yes, there are movies and you can go watch the movie, but like when you read the book, everyone says, oh, the book is better. There's a reason for that. You take time with it. It's valuable to read the book. Reading for yourself, I tell my students, like reading for yourself and really grappling with a question that you don't understand is more valuable than looking at Wikipedia and having, you know, some bunch of fools tell you the answer.
Well, that reminds me of another aspect of what I like about baking. And I don't know how much of this is truth and how much of this is the distortion of having made something myself. But the best pizza I've ever tasted is my own.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I mean, there's so many valuable things about making it yourself.
Well, I mean, is it
family loves it? It's a gift. Yeah.
Is it my narcissism for having, you know, enjoying my own creation, or is it?
It might have just actually been good, Eric.
No. So this is the thing, actually. When you have bread right out of the oven, like how many people have actually had bread right out of the oven? It's insanely good right then.
We used to have this bread machine. So this is kind of in between the two, right? We're not really making our bread, but we're not buying it either. We have a bread machine, right? And you put all the ingredients in, and you could set a timer for when you wanted to go off, if you wanted to do that. And so we would set, my wife and I, shortly after we got married, we got this for our wedding.
Everybody gets a bread maker, yeah.
Oh, of course, right? And so we set a timer for it to go off, like, in the middle of the night, and so it would wake us up in the morning, and you wake up, the smell of fresh. It was worth it. Just that the freshly nice. Baked bread, and you go, oh, that was great. And you just get out, and the bread is hot. You let it cut it up, and you just eat some like cinnamon bread for.
That's a really breakfast. Good idea. Yeah.
Well, one of the things you're pointing out that I think is really important to emphasize, Mariana, is this notion sort of that we can forget something and its value, and something crucial. And I think it's definitely the case that sort of as a society, we come to forget the value of philosophy and don't remember that both that it can be useful, but also awesome in itself, right? And that is something where there has been an interesting movement. I think YouTube has valuably contributed, the internet has valuably contributed to helping people learn how to do things themselves. And like I watch a lot of how-to kind of YouTube videos and that kind of thing.
I think that's what it's best for, actually. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so maybe we can sort of, as philosophers, encourage people to sort of go back to learn how to do some of these things themselves and enjoy those kinds of activities in themselves so that we can then perhaps, you know, have the metaphor and analogy sort of hopefully be learned and noticed across areas like for philosophy as well.
Yeah, for me, also the question comes down to what do I want to spend my time on?
Right.
Yeah.
And not thinking that everything that I want to spend my time on has to end in some monetary value.
You know, we had Dr. John Locke on the show and a while back, and he talked about at one point in one of his essays, The Rat Race. Right. And how we can sort of constantly be thinking about this or that little achievement that gets us further down the line for something or other. Right. And never thinking about happiness and our, you know, here and now. And, you know, you can get hit by a bus at 45 and never have made it to that, you know, retirement you've been focusing your whole life on. Right. And or working towards, never to enjoy your time in the meantime. And I think the idea of enjoying the bread, you know, is kind of reminding us to sort of take some time each day in our
so it's not
space.
Just it's not even the bread itself that's the most important part. Sometimes it's just the time spent with the baking.
Yeah.
And so you take that moment, and that moment just gives you time with yourself, thinking about your life, being in the moment, and then it also opens up the rest of your life to you.
Yeah, and in other countries, they know this. I mean, you know, I lived in Spain for a year, and their dinners were 3 hours. It was wonderful. You just spend time on dinner. You spend time eating. You spend time talking. You're not rushing through it. Just like thinking about time well spent. Mm-hmm. I think we have a very distorted, I think Socrates would agree with me, that we have a very distorted sense of what is time well spent. And we forget about things that take a long time, things that bring us closer together. You know, we're out for efficiency, and I think that's the wrong goal. I think we should be out for actually quality of life right now, like you were saying.
I think that's a terrific thought, and that is exactly where we should call this little breadcrumb to a close. And any final thoughts you want to add, or does that sum it up for you, Mariana?
No, I think that sums it up. I wish that people would, you know, sort of not have to measure up to what other people think is time well spent for them, but think for themselves. And I think philosophy, thinking about yourself, thinking about who you are and what you want to do and who you want to be, I think that's all time well spent, especially for college students who are often pressured to just take exams and not think. Just let people have time to think and stop pushing them to the next thing.
Hear, hear.
Well, I hope everyone enjoyed this little breadcrumb. I hope you'll take a moment to think about what we've been talking about here today. And yeah, I like that. Take time to think for yourself.
That's right. Remember that you can call us and leave us a short recorded message with a question or a comment that we may be able to play on the show at 859-257-1849. 859-257-1849. You can also reach us on Twitter, Facebook, and email. For any of that information, visit philosophybakesbread.com.
This has been Dr. Anthony Cascio, Dr. Eric Weber, and Dr. Mariana Alessandri with Philosophy Bakes Bread, food for thought about life and leadership.
Hey there. If you're enjoying this podcast from WRFL Lexington, you may enjoy our live radio stream at WRFL.fm and, of course, via radio at 88.1 FM in the Central Kentucky area. We have a wide variety of programs you're sure to enjoy. Just go to WRFL.fm/schedule and see what programs appeal most to you. Thanks again for listening to this podcast from WRFL Lexington.